Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes away. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Sing it.
Say, no pressure.
No pressure.
It was the blood.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tenline. It's nothing but the blood, Minister Hill.
Nothing but the blood. Nothing can replace it. Absolutely nothing. Good morning, Tenline. I pray that everybody had a wonderful Christmas. And for those that have to travel, grace and mercy be with you and with us as we bless the Lord this morning, for he is good, and he's better than that, and his mercies endure forever. Father, I magnify you this morning as God of all, for knowing and seeing the need and sending us a Savior.
Hallelujah.
And praise God, we received him. And I pray for all those that haven't, while they yet have breath, that they will. And I remember the Lord Jesus this morning as we remember him in our bodies this morning. So let's prepare our hearts and minds to see Jesus.
Yeah.
See him crucified to save you.
Yeah.
See him risen to save you. See him glorified to save you.
Thank you.
See him coming again to take you home. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Remember, this is a prophetic act.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Oh,
the blood, the blood. this. I said there is power. Yeah. Where is it? In the blood. Come on and sing it. And it's here. Oh, you don't sound like you convinced it. There is power. Power, yes it is. It's in the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and say it. Say. Of your life, you know this, isn't it? And there is healing.
Healing.
Yeah, it's in the blood. You can find it in the blood of Jesus. There's healing. Yeah, it's in the. And just in case the devil stole it from you, there is joy. And it's in the blood. Telling me I can find joy, wonder working, yeah, in the presence. Now, listen, tell me, what can wash away your sins? Say, yeah, I got some testimonies on this side. Oh, what can make you whole again? Yeah, Lord, come on, sing it. Say, oh.
In the name of Jesus, I bind up every witchcraft act, every witchcraft intent. I break the power of every stolen gift. I break the power of every hidden witchcraft act of oppression that was done through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or any other social media. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that all of that witchcraft that has been enacted through social media, that the fruit will return to the sender, and that we shall see it both naturally and spiritually. I command all witchcraft through social media, all witchcraft through the internet, to dissipate. Go! In the name of Jesus right now. I break the power of all witchcraft, demonic spirits enacted through any cult or occult activity. And Father God, I command that the intent dissipate and go to zero. I command that the fruit enacted against any man, woman, or child of God be reversed, and that the sender would eat of their own fruit. In the name this morning, in the name of justification, in the name of judgment, and I call down the judgment fires of God against the unfruitful works of darkness this morning. Let the dispatcher eat of their own fruit, and therefore the benefits be enacted upon them. I ask this in the name of Jesus. The partaker will eat of their own fruit in Jesus' name this morning. Thank you. Thank you. You see, brothers and sisters, I got a new clarity. It came to pass just like someone spoke that on during Hanukkah. And I just kind of let it, I let it settle in my spirit there, in my soul, until God gave me understanding of it. And then when he gave me understanding, how does he give you understanding? Well, I saw the manifestation of the fruit. I saw the manifestation of the fruit. And, you know, brothers and sisters, there's that song, Falling in Love with Jesus is the best thing I ever done.
Yeah, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You're falling in love with the right person, the right someone. Hallelujah.
I ever done.
If somebody on the 10 line this morning, the last four on your number, the last four on your number is 8331. Who are you? Who is this? Who is this, please? 8331. Who is this? I'm gonna put your whole number out here. Who is this? 8331 is the last four digits on your number. Who are you? I got your mic open. If not, I'm getting ready to cut you right off the 10 line. Who is this, please?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Nadia.
Nadia, that's your number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just needed to know. Because if certain people subscribe to the internet from 361 and they witches, and I know they witches, and if they were on here this morning, I was getting ready to rebuke them to their face. But it's not you, Nadia.
Okay.
I was just wondering if they were bold enough to come on here, then they bold enough to get a Holy Ghost butt kicking right now. All right, bye. Brothers and sisters, I'm not playing with no witches. See, I know you tracking me, and every day I'm going to kill your power. Watch me. Because you're not going to disrupt anything. Any plan, any purpose, any blessing, or any gift of God. So right now, I send the fire to burn up witchcraft from the YouTube. Right now, Father God, any YouTube subscriber that is an operator or an instrument or an agent of Satan, I ask you to deal with them according to their works. I ask you, Lord God, to expose their intent and that their fruit, unfruitful works of darkness, that they eat it of their own fruit in the name of Jesus. You see, I don't have any tolerance. My tolerance has worn thin. Lord God, they know the plan of salvation. They have no intention of being saved. But I destroyed their ability to dominate, manipulate, or control another child of God. I break the power of that dark cloud that hangs over them to touch. It cannot touch because every born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ right now, Lord God, we call forth the blessings of Matthew 26:28. I break their ability to steal and destroy their power right now. I break and destroy their power to destroy in the name of Jesus. And I break and destroy their power to murder. And totally destroy their power to steal ever again. Because, Lord Jesus, you said, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. You, Lord Jesus, brought us into and under the blood of your covenant, the blood of your promise, the blood of your agreement, the blood of your guarantee. Through your blood, Jesus, we enter into a contractual arrangement with you. The blood of your settlement, the blood of your vow, in your covenant, the blood of your guarantee. You said, Lord Jesus, This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. You said in your word, Lord Jesus, that the days are coming when you'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that you made with our fathers on the day you took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant. They're not in covenant with you, Father God, because you said the covenant that you made with us, that you put your laws within them, and that you have written it on our hearts, and that you are our God, and we are your people, and that we will know you, and we will be known of you, that you will forgive our iniquity, and that you will remember our sin no more. Jeremiah 31:31-34. Now, Lord God, you said in your word for us to keep you in remembrance of your word. You said, Lord God, that we are in a blood covenant with you. Lord God, those people that are abiding in and workers of iniquity and darkness are not. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus this morning, I ask you, forgive us of our sins. And I thank you that you've done that. And I thank you that we have the blood of your covenant, your new covenant. And I thank you this morning that it is your blood covenant that we have with God that makes our agreement with you in force. You said your blood seals it. It was sealed by the power of your own Holy Spirit. And I thank you. I thank you that your blood establishes our agreement with you, and it is settled. It is settled. The blood covenant, Lord God, you said in the Aramaic Bible, in plain English, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed in exchange for the many for the release of sins. Hallelujah. I thank you for your blood this morning of the new covenant. And Lord God, you told Moses to take the blood and to sprinkle the blood this morning. And I thank you, Lord God, that the blood ratifies our New Testament covenant with you. Lord God, I thank you this morning. Because see, we just partook to make you alive in that prophetic act again of sharing and partaking of the Last Supper with you. And I thank you, Lord God, as Moses took that blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, this is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. I thank you that you forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. I thank you because of the ratification of that blood that the Son of Man, Jesus, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And I thank you that Jesus said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for us. This is the blood of the covenant. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 20, which you, God, commanded us to keep. I thank you, Lord God, for the blood of the covenant that sanctifies, Lord God, us. I thank you with the blood, Lord God, of the New Testament. Lord God, because your word says in Leviticus 17:11, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and that you have given it to us upon the altar to make atonement for our souls, because it is the blood that makes atonement for our souls. I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you. The blood of Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And I thank you, Father God, that those on the dark side cannot partake, cannot be covered by this grace. This grace gifting. So I ask you this morning, reward all those operators on the dark side. Reward all those witches and wizards and pagans and idolaters. Reward them according to their works. And I thank you that we have the blood. We have the covenant promises through the blood. And God, I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it. And I thank you, God, that you're the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. I thank you, God, this morning for clarity and understanding. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you for your goodness this morning. I thank you for your goodness towards us. Oh, God, I thank you this morning for grace. I thank you for mercy. Thank you for, just thank you for life. And I thank you for abundant life, which came through Jesus Christ. If it had not been for the blood, we wouldn't have grace. We wouldn't be able to partake of his grace and his mercy.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met it's only just a matter of my time. I'll tell you.
Monumental like the Eiffel, uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize when you hear me sigh, it's only just a matter of. Ever since, ever since we've got you left. Till your whole side turns and smiles. Like you just got away with all.
tonight when I count to three, I want you to leap for joy. 1, 2, 3, leap!
Off this morning, but before I go, I want to take care of a little bit of homework. Wherever you are, grab you a paper towel in the name of Jesus, and I want you to renounce the hidden things. This is according to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Could a couple people put it up? In the chat room, 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 5. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I want you to renounce, wherever you are, any hidden works, any hidden things of darkness coming against you. And they would be hidden, so you wouldn't know what they are. But God does. God does. Now, this right here is part of the anointing I've been walking under for, gosh, I don't know, 15, 20 years, when God revealed this to me and did it. So I want you to renounce any hidden works of darkness, any hidden things of darkness working against you from any source, any person, living or dead. Why don't you renounce them right now? And let's get rid of Satan's and Lucifer's work that he tried to enact over you through the holidays. You, us, me too, us, all of us. Hidden things, repeat after me, hidden things of darkness. I can't hear you. Hidden things of darkness. Hidden works of darkness. I can't hear you. You have to say it out loud. What is it going to do in your mind? Nothing. Nothing. It's words that you speak that are life. The devil be playing with you with your mind, thinking you could think this. No, no, no. It don't do nothing but nothing. Nothing. That's what it does. Nothing. So I ask you, and see, the reason some of you not as blessed as you could be, because you can't follow instructions. God sent a man or woman to help you, and you think you know more than they do. But if God could trust you, he would give it to you, and then you would be free. But the problem with some of you is you never learn how to follow instructions, because you never ever got rid of the rebellion from Satan. So when God sends somebody to help you, the devil jump up in you, tell you know more than them. Well, maybe you do in some areas, but obviously you didn't in the area God is using to get you free, because he couldn't trust you to give it to you. Why? Because he knew that you got so much stubbornness and rebellion in you that you were going to change it. And you can't change his word. You can't change his law. When you do, you change the effects of the work that comes through the word. Now I'm going to ask you again. First Corinthians 4:5. It works. It's been proven to work. It works. But you, the devil tell you, and you'd rather try something that don't work. It's crazy. But then demons make people crazy anyway. That God came to set the captive free from all that craziness. Why? How does he do it? It's really simple. Christ in you. But you won't let him, even let him work in you, because you got them demons so integrated with you that you can't even hear properly. So if you can't hear properly, how you going to follow instructions properly? And then some of you so fear, you still fear-based. Why? I don't know. But you see, these are things I went to God to find out. Because believe me, I want to see you operating at God's best. And without obedience, you will never, ever, ever. I had a call from Colorado, or I called, I forget how it happened. But people, some people thought that I was feeling bad. I was feeling bad for you. That's why God had to remind me, you live on the mountaintop. Everything is going according to God's purpose. And that's what you want. See, you got to make the plan. He got the purpose. When your plan lined up with his purpose, blessed beyond measure. Now, again, renounce the hidden things of darkness and renounce hidden oppression. If it's hidden, you can't see it. If it's hidden, you don't even know it's working. But I guarantee you, if you look around at the people around you, you will see it working. Because Satan don't have to, everything, he don't have to get in you. He can get it around you and put enough pressure on you that you'll succumb to the transference of spirit, that you'll succumb to the oppression. And before you know it, he said, he bring your mind under his will. He said, take your mind captive at his will. That stuff got to stop in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was revealed to destroy what? The works of the devil. It didn't say destroy the devil. It said the works of the devil. Read the book. And what does he say? He say walk. He come. Walk to and fro from the earth, seeking. He can't just jump up and do you no harm. He got to seek you out to harm you, but you have more in you that you're not even using. So you already renounced those hidden things of darkness and hidden works of darkness. Now renounce all transference of spirit. Renounce any bad food that you've eaten. Well, you know, Erica, you don't eat at McDonald's ever. You don't eat at the Panera Bread. You don't eat at the Lone Star Steakhouse and Logan Steak. You don't ever eat at any of those places. You don't eat at no Mexican restaurant. How you know who the cook worship? How you know who the chef worship? You don't eat at the Chinese. How you know that food ain't been offered up to Buddha? How you know? You don't. But God give you a plan. God give you a purpose. God give you his thoughts. And God gives you his word to override all of it. And when it lines up, can't no devil demon touch you. Now, how you know who in your family is not jealous of you? I'm not talking just you. I'm talking about in-laws, outlaws. I'm talking about, you know, you don't know. But if you line up with the will of God, you don't have to know, because you're going to pray and bind it and rebuke it and stop it. If you have a business, and you know, people so crazy competitive these days, crazy. They use anything they get to think they're going to win. You announced it. You announced the hidden things, hidden works. You don't even know what your next door neighbor do when they close the door. You don't know who they worship. You don't know whether they lighten them candles against you, or they just lighten them to bring about some kind of mood or effect. How do you know? But I tell you one thing, the manufacturer of the candles know. When you burn that incense and light up them scented stuff, the manufacturer know the intent they made it for. And don't forget this. Airway spirits. All this stuff is done through the airways. So when you go out there and you take your big breath of air, be mindful of what you're sucking in. That's why God said men are to always pray without ceasing. Okay, so let's see. If ain't nothing there, ain't nothing going to come out. In the name of Jesus, I command any spirit hiding under any hidden work or hidden thing of darkness, go right now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Go. Out of that body. Get out. I dare you to cough it out. Go. I dare you to cough it out. Go! Get out. Get out. You see, it doesn't even make sense being prideful there by yourself. That's stupid. I can feel the pride coming through the airways. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out right now. Secret faults. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Out. Out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. If you got some pain in your body anywhere, put your hand on there. Don't you know that's a hidden work of darkness? That ain't hidden. Because it's manifested through pain. If you got any mental torment, anything troubling your mind, don't you know that's a work of darkness? And especially if you're afraid of anything, you really need to get rid of that. All those spirits transfer. God say deliverance. That's it. That's what it's gonna be. Get out. Get out right now. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. All hidden works of darkness. Get up and out of that body. Right now. Right now. Go. Get out. What are you hanging around in there for? Get out now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Keep going. Keep going out. Keep going out. I hear the Holy Ghost saying something. I mean, I gotta try to find it. Oh, I'm gonna sign off in a few minutes. I gotta find this. Psalm 19:12. The Holy Ghost just dropped this in my spirit. Psalm 19:12 says, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults." Secret faults. Secret faults. So that means that somebody on here, secret, F-A-U-L-T-S, Psalms, you got some secret faults God wants to set you free from if you let him. Psalms 19:12. And I can assure you, from what the Holy Ghost just dropped, this Psalm 19:12 is the root of your sickness, secret faults. F-A-U-L-T-S, secret faults. Psalm 19:12, cleanse thou me from secret faults. Why don't you renounce that, secret faults? Secret faults. See, I love Jesus. I love him. See, when Jesus give you a scripture, every time he bring it up, that means that somebody is bound by something related to it. Secret faults. Why don't you say, Lord, I don't know if you don't know. But if you do know, you need to fess up and get rid of that. Secret faults. I command every spirit operating behind secret faults to manifest right now. And go. 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 Get out. Get out. It's got you bound. You need to get rid of it. Ask the Lord to deliver you from it. Psalm 19:12. It's an error, spirit of error. You operate through a spirit of error and secret faults. If I were you, I sure would be asking God. I would not want him to expose this on me. You know, you want to be delivered from it, but you want it to be willful. You don't want the enemy to sneak something up on you where you have to cry out and scream out to be delivered. That's the best way. I break the spirit of secret faults in the name of Jesus. Get out. I hear the Holy Ghost saying it's in the heart. It's in the heart. It's in your heart. It's in your heart. Whoever you are, it's in your heart. It's in your heart. Well, I guess that's what God is going to work on. Secret faults. Say you need to be cleansed from secret faults. Could be anything. You know what they are because we all do. But I'm going to tell you something. Anything with demonic attachment, demonic influence, contains demonic spirits. It's just as simple as that. And any demonic spirit given any place in you, around you, about you, over you, or under you, have one purpose, and that's to bring you down. It's to bring you down. You got rid of it? Okay, well, let's try one more thing. Deep hurt come out the heart from secret faults. Go! Get out the heart. Get out the heart. You see, the dark side dwell in secrets. Our Father abides in revelation. Revealing. Even Jesus is a continual revealing of himself to us. Continual revealing. I suggest if you have a really hard time with them secret faults, you might want to give me a call in about 30 minutes. I'll give you a little help since I got a little time. You can call me at, I'm going to plug this phone in. That's why I say 15 minutes. I'm going to plug it in. You can call me at 843-217-2246. I'll help you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Woo! We're going to eat that bread this morning. We're going to eat my bread. Thank you. in about 15. I need to charge my phone up. I need to plug it up. You know, it's such a great time to be alive, brothers and sisters. It is a really good thing to be in a ministry where the Holy Spirit will drop your issues down from heaven to earth so they can be dealt with. Now, it's up to you. Some of you going to get left behind. Well, we know that too. But don't let it be you. I guarantee you it ain't going to be me. I'm going to make heaven. And I do this every morning to help you make it too. But some of you just not going to make it because you're just too stubborn and rebellious. And let me tell you something. Those of you that think that you got something ain't nobody else got, you deceived. Because we all got the same Holy Spirit. Those of you that think you know something, don't nobody else know, you being deceived. That's how cults are formed. And that's how cult leaders operate. Don't get caught up in that. Don't. The blood of Jesus was shed freely for all. The only thing one person might have more than another person is they might have more faith. That's all. Ain't no secret messages. Uh-uh. What is the secret? The revealing of Christ. That's the secret.
I'm coming as I am. I know you want my heart, my bruises and my scars. I'm coming as I am, the only way I can. I can't forget from where I've come and what my heart's been rescued from. Yeah, when they ask me who I owe my whole life to, I point to you.
Dr. Erica Joseph Shepherd, coming to you from the mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia. See you tomorrow if the Lord say the same.